This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, where everybody knows your name. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Cyberspace is big, but even in cyberspace, everybody has to have a place they call home. This case involved a domain name squatter, that is, somebody who locks up domain names to keep others from using them, and it can turn out to be a lucrative business. John held more than 248 domain names, including OfficeDepot.com. Office Depot decided to sue John under the Anti-Cybersquatting Consumer Protection Act and actually got a judgment against him, but could never collect it because they could never find him. They turned the case over to a collections expert, which sued John in a California federal court. They didn't claim jurisdiction over John personally, but rather claimed the court had jurisdiction over his property, including his domain names. And the court held that because the registry that maintained the domain names had its company headquarters in California, all the domain names were subject to suit and seizure. So, cyber squatters, beware. You may end up being where the rightful owner of a domain name wants you to be. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.